Hi, this is Evan the Holy Spirit, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Friday. That means talking sports slash knockout radio back on the air on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hola.
Not a whole lot to get to, so we're going to cut it. We're going to cut out early, like 59 and a half minutes early.
We're going to mail it in, as they say.
So
in the
shocking.
Biz.
So shocking. We're going to mail something in. On today's program, the head honcho from Festivals of Speed. We do have some tickets to give away. We will also give away a pair of VIP tickets, which is for the big shindig. I believe it'll be on the Friday before the big event that weekend.
What is the big shindig? What do they do?
They show off a bunch of cars. They will have live music. They will have an open bar.
Okay.
More importantly, they will have unlimited awesome hors d'oeuvres.
Ah.
Last year.
Food.
And I learned my lesson. And I'm going to say it now before Joe comes on. Bring your own plate.
Why, did they run out last year?
No, they don't run out. They just have those real little miniature pieces of...
Oh.
No. I'm going to tell you a quick story.
Actual plate.
You know, and I don't know if our large listening audience from last night tunes in to the All Sports Show because it's mainly the MMA guys, but they love a lot of my stories. This is my hand to God on the lives of my children, a true story.
Okay.
So I'm at one of, if not my favorite charity event, Waiting on Wishes in Nashville every year. The 14th year, I think, is coming up for April 7th. Just got off the, I would say off the phone, but I used my phone. So is that still considered just got off my phone?
No, you just got off the phone because you were on the phone.
But it wasn't telephone. It was tech. It was emails. So, you know, a lot of people want
email
me to be technical. But I'm just saying, a lot of people have thrown me under the bus that I'm not. So
I think you have a little bit of leeway on this one.
Where's Danny Alvarez when you need him?
Choose whatever you would like.
Just got off the emailing using my phone with the legend himself, Mr. Sapp.
Okay.
And I'm talking about Bob Sapp. Bob Sapp
is the legend.
Is in Japan. He broke up my nose, which is like the greatest line.
I love little macro.
Is that how he sounds? He didn't sound... That sounded more like Fat Albert.
I thought he sounded like that in the movie.
You know, a little more than what I said and a little bit less than how you said it, but he's certainly not Fat Albert. But no. That and our good friend Joey Diaz, when he falls down and, you know, you guys better not cut me. I cleaned it a tad. You know, when he falls down and he's screaming for the Diet Coke. So I just got off the email with Bob Sapp, who will be coming to the, it appears he will be coming to the charity event in April, hosted by Kevin Carter and Jay DeMarcus. So the true story, which involves Waiting on Wishes, we are at the CMT Awards in Nashville, which was the night before or night after, I don't remember which it was, of the Waiting on Wishes in Nashville. And so we're in the back, and Trace Atkins was walking by, Toby Keith is in the room with us, and there was some food. So they had grits, shrimp, lobster, chicken, bacon, blah, 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 blah. And you pretty much tell the guy, you know, what you'd like on it, and they give you these martini glasses. And that's what they put it in. So they put the bottom of the martini glass had the grits, and then that's when they would put the two pieces of lobster, the half a shrimp, the scallop, and the face of a chicken. Okay. So in other words, it was very, very small. So I had one, and what was his name? The huge dude, Ed, help me. The huge guy played for the Titans, then went to Washington, then came here. Weighed about 800 pounds. Defensive lineman, I believe.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about
I can't 90, think of his
94,
name.
94. Haynesworth.
Haynesworth, right. That's who it was. It was Albert Haynesworth. So he goes and gets the martini, and we eat it in like two spoonfuls. And we kind of looked at each other, and we both at the exact same time said, "The hell with that," and we grabbed a massive plate. And we're like, fill it up with lobster.
Ain't going to work.
And I think he must – I don't want to say that I out-ate him, because he probably went and ate somewhere else. But I continued with another plate. It was awesome. It was awesome. So, yeah, that's the martini. I don't know why I went off on that story. But
cool story.
It was pretty funny, you know, because I was determined to out-eat him under any conditions anyway. This was a big dude. Google him.
Albert Haynesworth?
Yeah.
No, I've seen him. Okay. I'm familiar.
Okay.
I'm familiar, but you've been making a lot of bets that your stomach is going to have to cash.
Like which one?
Well, you made a bet with Melvin, didn't you, when he was in town?
Yeah, we did. What was the bet? That he didn't show up, right? Because of the fight. Something. And such. Whatever.
I can't remember. He's got another fight, actually.
Yeah, I know. And so does Matt Hamill.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I'm past all that stuff. We'll get to that next Thursday. I am extremely pissed. If I get through this show.
Hey, at least you made it 7 minutes before getting to your first pitch.
Yeah, I know.
That should be a segment. That should have its own music.
I am going to prove to you, to Ed back at the fathership, because the mothership is up in Connecticut. Everybody listening, that I can be a professional, that I can be as upset as I am and still be able to discuss it. If anybody out there can pick up the phone and call in and give the other side, or the side that you agree with, the morons, the buffoons,
866-1013-40,
that believe it is a racist issue of stripping the Chicago Little League, the Jackie Robinson Little League, of the American U.S. title.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That is what's being claimed. It's only
a matter of time.
That, well,
this is why we can't have nice things. People like to do stupid stuff and break them. I swear.
What do you mean?
What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with the price of rice in China? What does race have to do with this situation in any way, shape, or form?
Because they're stripping the U.S. Little League title of an African-American team.
Okay.
Out of Chicago.
Okay.
That it wasn't the kids' faults, that some jackass said the home runs were real, the wins were real. Yeah, they were real by an illegal team.
The kids were not from the right places. There's a certain, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it a...
district.
They're districts.
That's what Little League is.
But you can. The parents were wrong. But on the other side too, you telling me the kids didn't know where they lived either?
I know, and that's what I've said, and that's what I said yesterday. Don't tell me that every kid on that team doesn't know where every kid on the team lives.
Right.
Now, a Little League team, you know, could be, you know, it's from teams in that district, but still, somebody had to. They knew. Believe me, they knew.
Are we still talking about the parents or the kids?
The kids. The parents knew, too.
The kids knew, but do you think there's a little bit of a separation between the right and wrong in this case? Do you think that every single kid knows whether or not somebody being from outside of the city as opposed to a team that's supposed to be outside?
No, I'm not going to say that every kid on that team knew.
So
I'm willing to bet.
Right.
Obviously, the illegal kids playing on the team knew.
Yeah, they probably had a pretty good idea.
Yeah, a very good idea. You know, and if it's okay for the Jackie Robinson team to do it, then why couldn't the Hawks do it with Adam? I just went blank with his name. Banks. You know, then the Hawks should have been able to keep Adam Banks and then the Mighty Ducks would have never beat them. Quack, 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 Mr. Duckworth. Please tell me you saw that movie.
Yes, I've seen it. Okay. But it's been about, do you want me to say how long? It's probably been easily 20 years since I've seen that movie.
Okay, me too. But still, you got to remember the quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth. It's Gordon, stop quacking. It was a great movie. I love that. It was awesome. Or the Knuckle Puck. Did you see Mighty Ducks too?
Knuckle Puck was pretty.
It's the goalie! You know, and flips it off.
Pretty epic.
Rules are rules. And again, for people to say, A, that this is a black-white issue.
It's not.
Pisses me off.
They're wrong.
To say that the team still would have won, to take it away from. No, they wouldn't have. They wouldn't have gone on to beat Las Vegas. And let's be honest, I'm sure Las Vegas isn't happy that they're now the American champions, which they are. They didn't win that game.
There is...
It's like the Matt Hamill, John Jones thing. John Jones got the DQ. Matt Hamill still doesn't believe that he beat John Jones. But it just bothers me that everybody, that somebody, not everybody, somebody, and we all know who the buffooneries are, that bring race into everything. I believe to the bottoms of my soul, I believe in everything I believe in. If this would have been an all-white team, they would have been disqualified. If this would have been an all Puerto Rican team, they would have been disqualified. If they would have been a team of 6 African Americans, 7 Martians, King Kong, and 2 whites, they would have been disqualified. Race had nothing to do with this. So they're saying, well, why did it take so long? Well, maybe they just found out.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Somebody talked.
Some sort of time between when the game happened and then when the information came up, because even if this came up 6 months down the road and nobody's talking about...
4 years down the road.
Yeah. Let's go further. 4 years. Once you find this information out, then action has to be taken. And yes, it's unfortunate that the kids are going to take this very badly. This is going to hurt a lot for them to have something and then have it taken away, especially when it wasn't the kid's fault. But there is an action that needs to be taken as punishment because they did not, per the rules, earn that trophy.
What I would be curious, and of course it would take way too much effort and research, so you know I'm not going to do it, who the players were on that team.
Yeah. And then compare it to what they did.
Right, what they did. Take it away. Was it the 2 starting pitchers? Was it their big home run hitters? You know, I would hope that it was, because then it would suck. You know, if it was the bench warmer that only played the 2 innings a game by little league, you know, rules, you know, then I would almost feel bad. I want to say you can guarantee, but you can't guarantee anything. Normally, when you do something like this, it's to bring... You know, Steve Monroe.
Somebody, a ringer.
Right, the ringer. That's what it's for. It's to bring the ringers to make sure. Do you feel sorry? Do you feel bad?
I feel bad for the kids, but...
Yes and no.
It had to happen.
Yes and no. And here's my issue with, I don't feel bad because they wouldn't have been there without cheating. Again, I know that's hard to say or easy to say or whatever. All right, let me put it this way. They should jail the morons. If the illegal players were not the ringer superstars, they should throw all the adults in prison, okay? To go through all this and for it not to be for the ringers would be pretty bad.
Yeah, because then it's like, well, that sucks. We could have done this without – we could have gone through all of this, all these games, all this time away from friends or away from our home. And
so what should the punishment be other than being stripped because they're cheaters?
Jeez.
Because here's where you do get problems. Like they should be banned from. They should. But again, now you are hurting the kids.
Yeah, you're taking it that step further, especially since there's the age limit and there's, I'm sure, a good chunk who are not going to be old enough, or they're going to be too old. They're going to be outside of that age bracket and they're gone. They don't care. It's like
When you cheat in college.
Exactly. That's where I was going. Once you leave, it doesn't matter.
Every time something's brought up, why does the name Vernon Maxwell come to mind? Guy who cheated in college, went to the pros, and could care less. Once you leave, who cares?
Yeah.
It doesn't affect you at all. Well, he's a cheater. Yeah, he's also in the NBA. Well, he's a cheater. Yeah, he's also in the NHL now.
He's getting paid.
Right, exactly. There needs to be a way, we'll kind of jump over to the college thing now, where when you sign a contract, I would like it to say, if you do, you will be held responsible. In whatever way, whether it's, I don't know if you could jail them, but, you know, again, so now you lose games, but you're in the pros. You don't care. Do you think any of these guys care about their records from college or high school now that they're in the pros?
Make it so they can be fined?
What do you fine a professional athlete? What can you fine them?
In my mind, if I'm playing a lawyer on the air mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. I would say the only amount you could fine them is the amount that they were given to be at a particular school.
You have to pay back the scholarship?
Or if they got money from autograph signings or anything like that, whatever you got, you have to pay back.
The problem with that, well, again, whatever you got, okay. But
and then you have to prove, the governing body, whoever's doing the penalizing, has to prove that amount.
The problem with that, and then, you know, we'll get through this and then we'll hit our first break. The problem with that is something like what Gurley did in Georgia. Signed some autographs allegedly for a couple thousand dollars. I think he should be penalized more than a couple thousand dollars because he affected that whole team. He lost the Heisman because of it, so he did pay a consequence. But again, nothing's guaranteed that he would have gotten it. It's just such an issue, kind of like what we discussed last night with Josh Berkman. The fact that, and we'll talk about what happened with Josh Berkman and Hector Lombard and some of that when we return because we're a little bit over. This is Talking Sports. Funded by Knockout Radio. I don't know why I said funded. I wanted to say like fueled by Knockout Radio, postshare.com, and all of our sponsors. Thank you very much. We do have some tickets to give away to the Festivals of Speed. We'll get to that and the Hector Lombard, Josh Berkman story when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Do you like the lore of speed and the finest in luxury? Then come to the Festivals of Speed presented by Burt Smith Porsche, Sunday, March 8th at the Vinoy Park, downtown St. Petersburg. Festivals of Speed is the gathering of the world's most exotic automobiles, motorcycles, watercrafts, and luxury brands. Names like Porsche, Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Lamborghini, and others will all be on display. For more information, visit festivalsofspeed.com or call 352-385-9450.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm, personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
I'm really looking forward to Bob Sapp coming to Nashville. I think it'll be pretty cool. Did you just hear that noise?
Yeah, that was you. You haven't stopped since last night.
I don't know what it is.
Have you not eaten since yesterday?
I've nibbled. I've had a nosh or two.
You've noshed?
You know, but yeah, I mean, I haven't had a full meal yet.
Dear God, is this a time when two studios are a good thing?
Yes.
Go.
No, I mean it's not. There's no olfactories. It's nothing like nothing smelly, but it certainly makes it.
Yeah, it was just a growl. I need to eat. I'm trying to lose some weight. I'm trying to go your route.
Yeah,
just not eating.
Starving yourself is not the way to do it. You actually need to eat.
I know, the every 3 hours. Who cares? Big news obviously came out of One Buck this week with the release of Josh McCown.
Okay. So is that totally indicative of what we should expect?
I don't know. You know, I'm so lost and confused now. Seriously. Because if you're going to bring in, well, you would think that you renegotiate Josh's contract and you keep him here to mentor, whether it's Marcus or Jameson. Mm-hmm. You're going to bring a new quarterback in, and not now they have to be the starter, right? You're not going to have Glennon start now. He lost his job twice last year.
Yeah, yeah. Glennon, you would trade. You'd see if you could get something for him. I don't know
and
how much
what?
You could.
And then what? Then so you're going to bring in two more new quarterbacks? So I don't know. I just think it's total. Now, somebody threw at me. They believe this now guarantees they're trading the quarterback.
Guarantees they're trading?
That they would now trade the quarterback.
Okay.
Because there is no mentor. There is no leader. You send him off somewhere and involved in that trade. Let's say that Philadelphia trade, you know, where you get whatever his name is, the quarterback of the Eagles, you get their picks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you bring a...
Wait, Sanchez?
No, the other one.
Vic? No, Vic's in...
Vic's gone.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't think of his name, whatever. I'm lacking food, so I can't think of the guy's name.
But. Eagles.
Yeah.
Why can I not think of? I don't know. I'll look it up.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, yeah, that's it. You know, as soon as you say it.
You talking about Nick Foles?
Yeah, Foles. I was gonna say Cole.
They're not gonna get rid of him.
Who?
Foles.
The Eagles would give you Foles yesterday for the pick.
For what he's done in the last couple seasons?
Doesn't matter. They would get rid of him in a heartbeat.
He's proven.
That's his quarterback.
Either one of them could.
It doesn't matter.
Flop.
The Eagles would take that trade. They would trade you Foles. They will trade you their, I think it's 19 or 20 draft pick. They'll throw in a player or two. They'll let you bring home Clearwater Central Catholic's own wide receiver, which we need to talk about that. How ironic. Did you see that? Again, I'm tired of people with the color and the race and then this and then that. But he is on the Philadelphia Eagle calendar as the, I believe it's February, is Black Month, African American Month, whatever it's called, whatever.
Black History Month.
Black History Month. He is the player for February.
Wow.
How about that?
And he went to CCC?
He did go to CCC. Wow. Yes.
Interesting.
Why is it interesting that he went to CCC?
Because
I think the other thing is more
interesting. How many CCC players have gone to the NFL?
Probably not many.
There you go. So obviously Winston and Mariota have had the most.
And what's his name? I can't think of his name either.
Who, Foles?
No, the wide receiver. What's his name?
I don't know.
Big Mouth.
I have no clue.
Okay.
I am the wrong person to be talking about this.
You really are.
But there's obviously other quarterbacks that are available, so it's not like you're obviously, yes, it would be stupid to say you would not be losing a lot by not taking Winston or Mariota. But for example,
Riley Cooper, by the way, Riley Cooper is the wide receiver.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, back to you.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah, that's why people are saying it was insensitive. It was Riley Cooper, you know, who used the N-word at the country deal, is the athlete
now I get
on
it.
The Philadelphia Eagle calendar for the month of February. Healing. I don't know. It could be healing.
You hope so.
Yeah.
Somebody made that decision. Hopefully they didn't.
But, you know, and I'll let you get to your thing in a minute. You know, I don't think that you necessarily have to think, oh, February is Black History Month. Let's put a black athlete on the calendar. I don't. That's our issue. That's our problem.
Personal opinion.
Well, that's my personal opinion.
Racism does not continue if we don't bring it up. If we stop making it an issue, then it's not an issue anymore.
Okay, back to you.
Personal opinion. Obviously, it would be stupid to say you're not losing a lot if you don't take Winston or Mariota, but there are other quarterbacks, so if you do trade that top pick and you get a good handful of second, third, fourth round picks, you're taking offensive linemen, but you could also get a quarterback that is quality. I mean, Blake Sims from Alabama. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Now, of course, he had Amari Cooper, who was the best wide receiver in the country. But he was a quality quarterback who tore it up in the SEC under Saban, under Kiffin, as the offensive coordinator down there. Why not take him?
I think
pro-style offense.
The thing that bothers me about the Philadelphia Eagle trade, again, just to talk about it, is that the pick is 19 or 20. I think if the pick is 8 or 9, I'm okay with that. I just think 20 is too far. I think that's too far of a drop. Whether you get Foles, Riley Cooper, DeSean Jackson, LeSean, Shady McCoy, you know, I know DeSean's gone. I'm just naming names.
Oh, yeah.
I just think the number 20 pick is too high, too far away.
Yeah. I mean, you want to make sure you're getting enough for it.
Well, you'd get their one. You'd probably get maybe their one this year, their one next year, two, whatever. And again, this is just speculation. Then again, I've heard people guaranteeing that it is Winston, which again shocks me. Winston, they have said, is the better athlete. Winston is better on the field. Mariota is better off the field. So which do you know? And I'm going to go back to the great.
Winston's the better athlete?
Yeah, I think Winston's the better athlete.
Do you guys see the chess move the Bucks made today?
No.
On their website? Picture of quarterbacks that are going to be at the, possibly be at the combine, whose picture is plastered on the Bucks website.
Winston. Yeah.
Yeah, that just screams, hey everybody, we're going to draft this guy, please.
Well, they have listed in that same article, they have listed top five quarterbacks with their projected round. Winston and Mariota are one and two, both in the first round. Brett Hundley from UCLA going third in the second round. Bryce Petty out of Baylor, fourth in the third round, and Garrett Grayson out of Colorado State in the fourth round.
Let me go back to something a former co-host said, and I've said it numerous times, always picking up, you know, new listeners, so they, you know, might not have heard this story. I remember after Tony Dungy was let go by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We were doing a show out at a beach bar. We used to do a lot of player shows Monday through Friday. And we were kind of comparing Tony Dungy to John Gruden. And the former co-host made a comment, which it's one of the few things he said that I agree with. And the comment was, I would rather my head coach be in hell with a Super Bowl ring than heaven without. Basically meaning, I don't care what they do. As long as it's not, you know, Ray Rice, as long as it's not murder, as long as it's not, you know, and again, with the Winston thing, he got off. So did he get off or did he just believe he was not found guilty? I believe Winston is a much better athlete than Mariota. And if all you care about is wins and losses, then Winston's the way to go. I would have thought Lovie Smith would be more the Tony Dungy, who Tony, I believe, wouldn't take Winston because of the off the field. But again, it's wins and losses. And the fans, the almighty fans, that are like, well, I won't support because he did. Guarantee you, as soon as they get out there and they have some wins under their belt, and they're no longer 2-and-whatever, and all of a sudden now they're 4-and-2, 6-and-3, whatever, people will forget. People won't care as much as long as he comes in here and he's victorious. So with that said, we are at the bottom of the hour. Let's hit this break, and then we're going to talk a little bit about sweet cars, sweet food, open bar, a whole bunch of cool stuff at the Festivals of Speed. We'll get to that when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
So you probably think fairs are just rides, games, and food, right? At the 111th Florida State Fair, you'll get that and many more ways to discover the fun. You'll see arts and crafts, Cracker Country Living History Museum, and concerts from performers like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Fifth Dimension. Learn and reflect at the Wall That Heals Vietnam Memorial and the 9/11 Never Forget exhibit. The Florida State Fair, February 5th through 16th, a timeless tradition full of surprises. Save on advance admission and armbands now at Walgreens or FloridaStateFair.com.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded. Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back. Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
This is Joe Gervicious, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So I'm hanging out during breaks. You know, instead of doing research and stuff like we should do before the show, I don't even do it during breaks.
Whoa.
I'm on the website of festivalsofspeed.com, which is the big event that's coming to town. And I can't concentrate on anything else. I'm just looking at these cars and what could have been and what could be and all that kind of stuff. It's really, really pretty cool. So with that said, let's go out to the fearless leader of Festivals of Speed, Joe Sabatini. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. Well, it's right around the corner, March 6th and 8th, the return of the Festivals of Speed. Give us the rundown on what the event is and how we can participate.
Well, let's see. We kick off Friday, March 6th, with a luxury lifestyle cocktail reception at the Tampa Automobile Museum. It's going to be a lot of fun, full open bar, great food, filled with all types of great exotic cars. Then we move into Sunday in Vinoy Park. This will be the 11th year of the event. We'll have probably 350 of the world's most exotic cars on display, a lot of great food, beautiful weather downtown. Should be a lot of fun.
Let's start with the VIP reception on Friday. We were very happy to attend last year. And how cool was it? We're walking around, we grab a little food, and then we walk on a plane that we could, you know, rent to use. Then we go down and get a little more food, and then we walk into, you know, some of these cars, and we're able to sit in and kind of enjoy. It was just a top-notch event.
Yeah, great. Yeah, no, you know, listen, it's all about the camaraderie of the car collectors and the sponsors and, you know, guys like you to come out, enjoy it, kind of see what's the latest and the greatest of all these different products. And we bring out a lot of good, really interesting luxury brands, watches, fashion, great wines, great scotches, bourbon. It really makes for a good weekend. And, you know, we help to support the Pediatric Cancer Foundation.
Right, and I was just going to throw that out. There was also a great silent auction. There was a lot of great memorabilia out there that people can come out, and they can do it again this year and bid on and hopefully walk away with some awesome memorabilia and help a great charity as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We always have great stuff there. We have trips overseas, a lot of interesting things, jewelry, that type of thing. And, you know, we like to do whatever we can. The city of St. Pete's been good to us. We started the company there. Like I said, 11 years in the running. Everyone really enjoys it. Setting couldn't be better. And we're looking, really looking forward to bringing out some great cars. You know, we've got Porsche, we've got McLaren P1s, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, vintage American classics, pretty much everything, the full scope.
And that'll be Sunday, March 8th from 10 to 4. And literally, you could get out there at 9:30. The gates open at 10, and literally you could stay out there for 6 hours and look at something different all day long.
Yeah, we set it up so that people, you know, will spend the day. And, you know, they go back and forth between all the restaurants downtown. Of course, we have lots of food and, you know, bars and beverages in the park. But people tend to make a full day of it. In fact, I've got quite a few people that have been coming for, you know, 10, 11 years. They'll come into town 3 or 4 days before, and they'll golf and stay at the Vinoy Hotel or whatever it is, and kind of make a mini vacation out of it.
Well, it's definitely an awesome event. I can't wait. It's only a couple weeks away. For those people that are listening, and they won't be fortunate enough to win the tickets we're going to give away, where can they go to purchase some, you know, so they don't get locked out?
Right on the website. We have an instant e-ticket system set up. It's festivals, plural, with an S, festivalsofspeed.com. And if they have any questions, they can call us, 352-385-9450.
There it is. It's very easy. Hopefully we can get you back on the week before the event and then hang out a little bit when you guys come to town.
Oh, yeah. Call us anytime. We'd love to be on the show and looking forward to seeing all of you and your listeners and having a great weekend.
You too. It's going to be a great event. We'll talk to you again soon, Joe.
All right. You have a great day.
You too as well. And what we're going to do is we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Festivals of Speed, the Sunday event, which is down there at Vinoy Park, to the first email that we get. Go to the website, knockoutradio.com. The first email that we get in will receive a pair of tickets.
I'm on this website, and you do not want to miss this. This is impressive.
It's definitely cool.
It's awesome.
Just to confirm, and we do it live on the air since we don't talk before the show, after the show, or any other time.
Full disclosure, I got here at 1:58.
Yeah, well, really, it was 1:59. But
that's
whatever.
When I sat down.
Well, that's when you flipped over the gates to get into our back studio. Are Talking Sports on iTunes as well?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're both on Knockout Everything. Radio and Talking Sports.
Everything.
Very, very cool.
Yes.
All right, let's hit our final break. Get the email in. I may even give the first and second. I don't know. I do have enough to give away. So, and then next week or the week after. Well, we can't do it the week after. I'll be in L.A. So maybe next week we'll give away a pair. And I think they're like $85 a piece, which is a great deal, to be honest with you. $85 for the Friday VIP reception, open bar, unlimited food. You know, the cars will be there. I don't know if they'll have a plane because this was at a hangar last year. Definitely worth $85 a ticket. We will give away a pair next Friday for sure, as long as you, the producer of this show, Alex Weghorn, remind me. Because
okay.
You know that I will forget. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
So you probably think fairs are just rides, games, and food, right? At the 111th Florida State Fair, you'll get that and many more ways to discover the fun. You'll see arts and crafts, Cracker Country Living History Museum, and concerts from performers like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Fifth Dimension. Learn and reflect at the Wall That Heals Vietnam Memorial and the 9/11 Never Forget exhibit. The Florida State Fair, February 5th through 16th, a timeless tradition full of surprises. Save on advance admission and armbands now at Walgreens or FloridaStateFair.com.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda, and you're talking sports with the great Randy Harris.
All right, I'm really scared to tell the story. I really, truly, I'm not going to tell it.
Why?
Because it has to do with Tommy Lasorda.
What? I don't think he's going to get upset.
He might. Turn around. The other way. The other way. Turn around. Look up. Look up. Keep going. Oh, God. Are you really that?
Look up. That.
That right there that you're pointing to. Yeah.
The hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not supposed to say what... I might as well tell the story now.
Well, there we go. Hey, win-win.
All right. I do want to talk about NASCAR, about ready to start back
so
up.
So you're not going to tell the story?
No, I'm not.
Yes, it is...
I was given... That is Tommy Lasorda's hat, and I was given that.
That's pretty cool.
Not by Tommy Lasorda. That's the issue.
Don't tell Tommy. So on the off chance that Tommy Lasorda is going to listen to this... That's not Tommy Lasorda's hat.
No, it is Tommy Lasorda's hat. Okay. And he does listen to the program. He has in the past. He has been on the program in the past. Anyway, NASCAR just ended. It just ended.
I'm surprised you haven't started going off on baseball yet then.
Well, I'm getting ready to go there.
If you're
it's written
going
down.
That late.
Well, you know, route. Typically the last thing I talk about is baseball. And no, I saw somewhere that somebody... Some expert is picking the Rays to win the East. What?
They've been picked, what, the last couple of years to win the East?
I'm not sure the Rays are in the East. How? I know. How do you think they're going to win the East?
Yeah. Let's get to NASCAR first. We can finish up with baseball if we have time. NASCAR, we have Daytona 500 coming up.
Mark Martin.
That one.
Yeah, Mark's brother, Mike. Mark Martin just retired. I think he's about 97, and he was still driving. Isn't it kind of weird that Gordon's calling this a career?
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah, obviously this is a sport. This is a situation.
They drive left.
Yeah, it's not quite so physically taxing.
They eat Hot Pockets while they're driving.
Because they have a microwave in their glove compartment.
You know, there are some cars that have that on the NASCAR circuit. Little microwaves. What they did is they took out the glove compartment box, and they've put in these little warmer microwave deals. And because of the heat of the engine, they are able to kind of cook, you know, little Hot Pockets, little... I don't know many guys that do the pizzas, but they do the Hot Pockets. And they're able to grab a little nosh while they're driving. So why is Gordon retiring?
You're really buying into that. Run with it. Might as well.
I was shocked when I heard about Gordon.
Yeah,
I really truly was.
It's kind of weird. I've never been the biggest NASCAR fan. Oddly enough, my girlfriend is. And she was like, when she heard this, it kind of struck her because she's like, this is somebody I grew up watching. This is somebody who isn't all that old when it comes to the rest of some drivers. I mean, as you said, Mark Martin just retired. Richard Petty was driving for a while.
Didn't he just have an incident not too long ago, like a couple years ago on the highway?
Richard Petty?
Richard Petty. I've met Richard. Richard's a good dude. Richard is a good dude. Kyle's a good guy, too, as well. But, God, back to your rant.
But, yes, I agree. It's not something that you expect to see somebody who is as young as he is to be retiring. He's been, obviously, done really well for himself. He's been a very successful driver.
I think that's the difference. You know, the drivers back in the day, they didn't make stupid money. You know, and it's their love and all that kind of stuff.
So they were sort of forced to have a longer extended career?
You know, very similar to, fighters. You know, they don't make that kind of money, so they have to continue fighting whether they want to or not. Mark Munoz last night on Knockout Radio basically said he agreed with Marcus Jones that about doing it because you're good at it, not necessarily because you love it.
It's a paycheck.
It's a paycheck.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Jeff Gordon doesn't need a paycheck.
He's been in this. He's sort of been blessed because of the time frame where the money that has been thrown at it from the corporations, the corporate sponsorships, is really out there. So it makes sense. But again, I mean, you sort of expect to see these guys drive off into the sunset.
I like what you said there. Drive off. Good job. You're a professional.
Once they are sort of at the end of the road, they're always turning left. It's a circle.
I got it.
Okay. But, I mean, it is what it is. He's calling it quits. This is his last Daytona 500. This is his last championship he's going to be going for. I'm sure he's been through multiple iterations of whoever's sponsoring it. But, I'm out of words.
So you're as surprised as I am that Jeff is leaving.
You expect it to just keep going. Just keep turning left. It's not that hard. I don't want to necessarily use that word. It's a skill, the way they drive their cars, but it is.
I'll tell you what.
Fighting.
You get in your car. Get on the interstate.
I'm not saying I can do it. I'm not implying that at all.
Go as fast as you can, because I know that your Porsche can't get up to 220, but whatever the fastest is, the fastest you can get it up to.
My brick
and
wheels.
And try to reach over to your glove compartment and make a burger.
Okay.
And tell me that you can do it.
All right.
All-Star this weekend. It's All-Star weekend in New York. Excited at all?
Nope.
I'm excited about, I think it's tonight, the celebrity game. I think that's fun. It's cool. It's basketball, so it's not a boring baseball All-Star game, even a boring football game. You know, they have a good time. You know, sometimes you got some good athletes.
They don't take it too seriously. Obviously, if Kevin Hart has won the MVP for like 3 years in a row, they're not taking it too seriously. It's obviously a fan vote, but there's comedy. It makes it a lot more interesting.
But don't you think it's cool when you see guys like, and I don't know his name, but Urkel? You know who Urkel is, right?
God, what's his name?
When you see him on the basketball court,
right?
Aren't you kind of like, wow? Because the dude's an awesome athlete, but you would have never thought it because he's Urkel.
No clue. What, Bieber?
I wasn't going to say him. I'm not giving him any credit for
anything. You don't expect anything out of him.
I still don't.
Fair enough. Honestly, I have no idea how good of a basketball player he is. I know that
he plays all the time.
He has participated, but I don't know if he's good or not.
But Bieber's one of those guys. He could be the worst walking person on earth. And if he showed interest in a celebrity basketball game, you bring him.
Yeah.
Not that you need it to sell out, but you will sell out.
Oh, so you're saying he's a ringer.
No,
when it comes,
he's a financial ringer. He's not an athletic ringer.
When it comes,
he is an athletic supporter.
Selling ticks. nice and supportive. I like it.
UFC Fight Night 42. 16.
I think we're in the '60s.
74.
Oh, we're close.
Not real excited about
it. 60.
Not real excited about it.
It's going to be interesting to see Henderson coming off of short notice. He found out just a couple weeks ago, coming off of a loss to Donald Cerrone. He's bumped up to 170, this welterweight fight against Brandon Thatch. That's about the limitation of my interest. There were so many different changes that were made to the main event alone that...
I have no interest.
It's been shuffled around so much, you don't know what to expect, and nobody's expecting much.
The problem with UFC Fight Night, whatever number it is,
60,
is there's now so many events where you don't have to be interested in this. If it's not something that just gets your interest right away, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not interested in it tomorrow, because I know in 2 weeks there's another one that I'm almost not interested in, even though I'll be broadcasting from it, because Chris Weidman fell off and whatever.
There's also don't forget Mere Bigfoot in
is that
Brazil.
Next week? Is that next week?
It's 10 days, yeah. I think it's next Wednesday.
Well, that's why they called me. Did I want Frank Mir on? I gotcha. Next Thursday, they offered him to us. Frank Mir's a good guy if he answers the phone. The issue is whether he'll pick up the phone.
That's kind of, when you're doing a call-in interview,
it's pretty important.
A pivotal part of that process.
We may have, one of two things is going to happen 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
You will be at the studio.
Yeah.
I may or may not be on. If I'm on, I may be with some guy by the name of Michael Pittman. So I am going to attempt to get him live out there in the studio. We're either going to use a studio out there that's pretty kick butt, or do it from the UFC hotel. Now, on Thursday, we'll have James Krause sitting in as our co-host. And I know I announced this last night. And then in Dallas, we are going to have Elias Theodore as our co-host. So I'm looking forward to that, both of those.
The hair piece. We were talking earlier about Jeff Gordon calling it quits. Tiger Woods earlier this week said, I'm putting down the clubs. I'm hanging up my soft spikes for the foreseeable future. I have to find my game. Did you see the Twitter banter from Josh Scobie, the Jaguars kicker? He was teasing Tiger. He tweeted at him, said, Tiger, meet me at San Jose Country Club tomorrow. $100,000 a hole, you get two aside. And he was obviously kidding, but a lot of fans were jumping on Scobie saying, Tiger wouldn't waste his time with your chump change of a challenge, hashtag idiot kicker. And somebody asked Scobie, what if Tiger said okay and won all 18? You got 1.8 milli to lose, Scoob.
And, Scoob.
And Scobie replied, I does.
I does.
Things like this, it's cool. It's fun for the fans to see some of these things. But when you have social media and especially Twitter and people going back and forth with crazy little things like this, when you see something like this, are you like, man, that'd be kind of cool just to see it? Or if you hear about Chandler Jones challenging John Jones
to fight
one round for charity, are little things like that something that is like, yeah, let's actually do something like this? Or is it just sweep it under the rug? The coaches won't let it happen no matter what. Don't want to get hurt. Blah, blah.
I don't believe in that particular one that the UFC lets that happen because Chandler may win.
Chandler has said that all he would have to do is pick up John and throw him on the ground. Correct me if I'm wrong, DC, who's not as big as Chandler, but he tried to do the same thing to John, and I think he handled himself pretty well. So I don't necessarily know if that would actually happen.
DC, by the way, Daniel Cormier, it was announced, I guess yesterday or the day before, that he will be fighting our good friend Ryan Bader in New Orleans on June 6th, I believe it is.
Correct.
And again, it just falls under, I'm interested in that, but it just falls under, if you're not interested this week, there'll be another one next week. If you're not interested next week, there'll be another one a week after. You know, on and on and on. So it is what it is. What else is going on this weekend? Anything?
This weekend?
Anything going on in your life?
Well, there is Valentine's Day. That's kind of a big one.
I may go out to the Renaissance Festival. If you're going to go to a festival, that's the one to go to.
There's a Renfest this weekend?
Yeah. Starts tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So I'm going to head out there. It's out there by USF. It's definitely the place to go. We'll have some ducats to give away for that starting next week, I think. You like that?
Ducats? Not too long after that. Pitchers and catchers report.
Oh, who cares?
February 23rd,
baby.
I hate
spring training.
Woohoo!
As much as I dislike baseball, I dislike spring training even more. I go cover it. I'll be out at Phillies Complex. I'll go to a couple Rays games and cover it. It's just, they need the shot clock. They need the pitch clock. They need to
cut. Sounds like it might happen.
They need a 5-run rule per inning. We need to do all of that stuff. So listen to the download on iTunes, boys and girls. Look it up under Knockout Radio as well as Talking Sports. And you can catch me on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.
See everybody next week.